The Heath Mulligan Project started as a glimpse into the daily life of a family dealing with a terminal illness. Each of our lives is a gift from God, a project to work on and improve. Once you discover your purpose and your passion, the possibilities are endless. Are you ready to get started on your project?
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Heath Mulligan Project. And I wanted to share with you a conversation that I just had here in the last several minutes, and how it just made my day. So, I did not have a great day today. Probably a combination of a lot of things, personal and professional. And I had really bad anxiety today. And so at work, I was trying to get a lot of low-hanging fruit. I was trying to take care of a lot of... I was trying to get a lot of work done that wasn't urgent, but I could get it done, and I could focus on it. I had some trainings I needed to do, so I was working on that. And as I kind of went through the day, it really occurred to me that I'm in a season, and I really don't know how to, I really don't know how to say this. Like, my number one love language, what really fills my tank, is words of affirmation. And my wife, Karen, she was absolutely incredible at that. And it was daily. It was daily, you know. And I want you to know, I have people in my life who encourage me. I am so grateful for them. I have people at work. I have people in my personal life. But it's not as consistent or complete as I would want it to be. I don't want to say needed to be. But today was one of those days I was really down on myself. I was really doubting myself. had a project I had worked on that got rejected. And to a lot of people, that would not be a big deal, but it was to me. It kind of took me down a couple of notches, and have had a couple of other things happen. And man, I just felt like my tank was empty today. And I went to dinner with a good friend, and we sat down, and he said, "Are you okay?" I said, "I just need you to tell me. I just need you to tell me that it's going to be all right. I need you to tell me." And I proceeded to tell him, "Hey, man, you know, I'm just kind of missing this thing in my life." And he said something to me. He said, "Are you doing that for yourself? How's your self-talk?" And listen, I've done episodes on this before, how my self-talk went from very negative to positive. But if I'm being honest, like, I haven't had any self-talk. I haven't been talking to myself. I haven't been having negative self-talk. Especially like I had about a year ago when I was daily just tearing myself down. I haven't had that. But I also haven't had that look yourself in the mirror, support yourself, encourage yourself, believe in yourself. I have just been wrestling with, you know, a tremendous amount of self-doubt. And I wanted to just jump on here briefly and encourage you. Maybe you're in the same boat. And maybe your joy tank, your funnel, your whatever. Dan Patrick used to use the term passion bucket. How's your passion bucket? Maybe your passion bucket's empty. And so do you need to look at yourself in the mirror and really just love yourself? I would say, you know, I haven't looked in the mirror and like been angry or hated the person looking back at me, but I probably haven't been supportive of him either, if that makes sense. And it was a very good reminder from a very dear friend who I know is facing tough personal and professional obstacles, circumstances. And it was encouraging to hear that. And he also quoted, he started quoting different movies. And there's one movie he quoted, "Help's Not Coming." And I wish I could remember what that was. Like, no one's coming to help. Like, I remember the movie. I can't remember the movie, but I remember the person saying that in the movie. Nobody's coming to help. This is it. Help's not coming. Calvary's not coming. And sometimes that's true. And I think for me, I got to look in the mirror and It's not a sense of Stuart Smalley from Saturday Night Live. You know, I'm good enough, smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. It's not that. It's just, you know, believing in yourself even when you don't really believe in yourself. One of my favorite stories, one of my favorite memories, one of my favorite movie scenes is from Marley and Me, and Jennifer Anderson and Owen Wilson pull up to this place, and Owen Wilson's got a job interview, and he's just like, "What am I doing? I'm not good enough for this." Da, 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 da. And she says, "You remember, you are John Friggin' Grogan." And Karen used to always, she just knew, man. She had this sixth sense about her. She could tell when I was, you know, not all there. And she, you know, she would, she'd say, "You're Heath friggin' Mulligan." And I knew she always had my back. And sometimes you gotta have your own back. But maybe that's where you're at. Maybe you need to have your own back tonight. Because listen, I know this is just a season. I know it's just a season. And you're just in a season two. It's not going to last forever. And you just got to hold on. You just got to hold on. And it is a grind. And it is hard. And it feels like it's just sucking the life out of you. And you just got to keep going. You just got to keep going. So that's my encouragement to you today. Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror and say whatever you need to say to get through the day. To encourage yourself, pump yourself up, listen to some music, listen to your favorite movie scene. Make it happen. Do whatever you got to do. Read the scriptures. Read, the parts of the Bible where God just, man, it's overwhelming, pouring his love out. Read the Psalms. Do whatever you got to do to make it one more day. To put in your best day of energy, of work, of life, of motivation, of not wasting it, of making it count. Because I believe in you. And I believe in me too. So God bless you. And get it done. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Heath Mulliken Project. Make sure to add, subscribe, and download the podcast. And leave us a review on your favorite podcast app. You can also join the community by liking the Heath Mulliken Project Facebook page and joining the Facebook group for encouragement and insight.